listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, a little new music there, new intro. I don't know who to thank for that, Gavin.
You're welcome.
Good morning, everybody. I am your host, Jason McIntyre, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Folks, this is a tough one. I'm going to start the show by saying I am in the studio here out in Los Angeles wearing a Steph Curry t-shirt if you want to have an idea where this show is going to be headed. We have a lot of fun stuff ahead. Yes, NBA free agency is much more interesting than the NBA finals. I am going to have, I told producer Gavin that I'm going to call this a scoop on an NBA player. I will have that for you in 12 minutes. Just keep it locked. It's going to be fun. We'll get into the Kyrie Irving stuff with the Nets. Little Cowboys concern with this Dak Prescott situation. But I have to start with the NBA Finals. I don't know what to make of this, folks. I'm going to be honest. It's Raptors 3, Warriors 1. And I guess where I should start is I started reading this book on parenting recently. It's called Off the Charts. Right, it's the subheadline to the book is The Hidden Lives and Lessons of American Child Prodigies. I did post the cover of it on the Instagram if you guys want to go get the book. It's super interesting, fascinating stuff. And one of the themes that keeps popping up in this book, it's kind of a hidden theme, is resiliency and building resiliency in kids, right? As a kid, you're going to face a lot of rejection. It's just natural, okay? And especially if you're on that creative side of being a kid, you're going to need a lot of resiliency. So you have to kind of build that up in your kids. You know, as a guy who thinks of myself as creative, I faced a ton of rejection as a young guy in work, life, and it kind of makes you tougher. I've talked on this show about how I was freelancing for ESPN, the magazine, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, and I was up for a job interview. Kind of crushed it, didn't get the job because they wanted me to do something I didn't want to do, and it made me stronger. I just decided to focus on this little website, ended up doing TV and radio here at Fox Sports Radio and FS1 10 years later. You've got to be resilient, okay? I like to think of myself as I fought the establishment and I won, and now I am here part of the establishment. And when I look at these NBA finals, I've got to start with the word resiliency. I will say this right off the bat. I don't think it's over. Under one condition. If Kevin Durant returns, I believe the Warriors can win the finals. Now, is he going to return at 50%? 60? 80? The reports yesterday, he's tried to give the 3-on-3 a go. You can see the frustration setting in with Steve Kerr. He kind of was curt with the media before the game. I think they were expecting Durant to be healthy. Apparently, Durant is not happy that he's not healthy. Brian Windhorst, a regular guest on this show, who may pop in later. He told me he's on a flight, an early morning flight, but he has a layover, and he will check in if time permits. But it sounds like everyone's frustrated. The entire Warriors organization thought that they would have the best player in the NBA. Yes, still have him as the best. I'm not going to change my mind after four tremendous games from Kawhi Leonard. Yeah, he was good. He was very good against the Sixers, very good against the Bucks. But Kevin Durant, to me, is still the best player in the NBA. And without him, they can't win the series. You could just put that down, Gavin. Without Kevin Durant, the Warriors cannot win this series. And the weird part is, and I tried to ask Gavin about this, let's say everybody's healthy. Kevon Looney, Klay Thompson. I mean, Steph Curry's obviously healthy, but Kevin Durant, if he's healthy, is this series 4-1 Warriors or is it 4-0? Because, listen, this is a good Raptors team, but let's be real. They needed a lucky bounce to beat the Sixers in Game 7 at home. And I do mean lucky. You go watch the final 5 minutes of that game. Sixers had all the opportunities to win it. I believe, and I said it after the game, Sixers win that game in overtime if that bounce doesn't go in. Then they're getting bludgeoned by the Bucks, down 2-0. The referees get a little shady with Giannis in overtime. He fouls out. I think it went to double overtime. Raptors survive game three and then go on to win the next three. And now they face a not 100% Warriors team. And I can't be any more clear. All those meatballs on social media, those dopes. And listen, I'm not going to call out people in the media by name. Social media, we could go off on the faceless clowns who have two followers and just troll people left and right. But credible people in the media, including hosts at this station, I'm not going to call them out. I like them. I respect them. Hey, they were wrong. It happens. The thought that the Warriors didn't need Kevin Durant was pure bat bleep insanity. I said it from the jump. They need Durant. This team is unbeatable with Kevin Durant. Unbeatable. You could push him to the limit, and the Houston Rockets did last year, but you can't beat him. That's been proven in the finals with Kevin Durant. Gavin, 8-1. Now you're going to say, well, Jason, that's that's just against LeBron teams, inferior LeBron teams. Well, one of those LeBron teams with Kyrie and Kevin Love came back to beat the Warriors. Okay? Pre-Durant. So don't give me this nonsense about they beat inferior teams in the finals with Durant. Well, without him, they're 7-9 in the finals. Not awful, but under 500. Now, I'm not going to kill the Warriors for what happened last night. Hey, listen, second half, Kawhi Leonard went bananas. First two possessions, he banged two threes. Game was never the same. But did you see who was guarding him? Draymond Green was guarding Kawhi Leonard on the perimeter. Okay, Draymond Green's the best help defender in the NBA. That's not how it's going to work when you have Draymond on Kawhi. And they have to do that because there's no Kevin Durant, because Klay's not 100%. And when you do that, you're taking away the defense. Folks, the Warriors' defense has been embarrassed in this series because there's no Kevin Durant. Like, I don't know how people don't see that. Durant is a seven-footer who could get his shot off against anybody. Well, you think it's a little tougher for Kawhi Leonard shooting over Alphonso McKinney, a guy who was on the Raptors G League team last season. That's not a joke. And 33-year-old Sean Livingston, who, let's be honest, ballyhooed high school player, had a brutal career because of injuries, and has been a nice player off the bench. He can't guard Kawhi Leonard. He's got no chance. So if you put Kevin Durant in his 7-foot frame against Kawhi Leonard, is Kawhi shooting 44% from the field, 40% from three? He's averaging 30 a game. Kawhi's been incredible. But he's not doing that if he's guarded by Kevin Durant. And then he's guarded by Iguodala. And then the third layer would be Klay Thompson. There would be maybe a possession or two where McKinney or Livingston were matched up with Kawhi Leonard. Now, it's here's a quarter. You know, here's 10 possessions to 15 possessions in a game. And Kawhi's eating him alive. Not to take away from Kawhi. He's been incredible. And I do have to say, Gavin and I, we listened to the post game last night. Kawhi Leonard, and I do like Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard is just, he's a machine. And after the game, this reporter basically asks, like, how would it feel if the Raptors brought a title to Toronto? Which is one of these, like, cheesy questions, but this is what people do. This is what Kawhi Leonard's answer was.
I don't know. There's no telling. You got to ask probably, like, somebody that's in Canada, I've been living in Canada for a while. But, I mean, I know they're going to be super excited. I don't know. We'll see.
You got to ask somebody on the street, somebody who's been living in Canada for a while. I mean, is Kawhi Leonard even unpacked? The guy's been there, what, maybe a year? Remember, he was not thrilled about going to Toronto. There's some other stuff we'll get to later. I just, my only takeaway from the series at this point is if Kevin Durant doesn't show up, the Warriors will not win this series. And even if the Raptors proceed, Durant at 50% and it's clear he's not a factor, yeah, I got to stick an asterisk by it. That's not a total knock on the Raptors, but he's the best player in the NBA. The only reason I don't think this is comparable to the 2015 Cavs. Remember, LeBron lost Kevin Love in the first round, might have been the second round. I have it in my notes. And then he lost Kyrie to a knee injury at the end of game one, a kneecap, I believe. The only reason that's different is because LeBron was the best player on the Cavs. He lost his second and third best players. Obviously brutal. the Warriors now lost their best player. And they lost Klay, who, you know, for a game, who's, what is he? Actually, a game in like a quarter. But Klay's probably their third best player. Maybe you could argue his fourth. And then they lost Looney, who was their sixth man, who was their best center, pretty clearly, with Durant out. So the injuries have mounted. Now, Looney looked okay last night. Klay looked very good offensively. Defensively, not as well. I do want to close out the beginning of the show on this note. Steve Kerr and the Warriors have trailed in a playoff series four times in 5 years. That's it. They trailed to Memphis. Remember Tony Allen and the Grindhouse? They were down 2-1, came back and won 4-2. Memorable game. Steph Curry had something insane. I think he had like, you know, a 36-point game in Game 5. It was one of those crucial victories where Steph Curry was a monster. Steve Kerr's Warriors trailed Memphis 2-1. They trailed the Cavs, yes, that LeBron team with Delly, 2-1, and they rallied to win 4-2. Steve Kerr's Warriors trailed OKC, very famously, 3-1, rallied to win 4-2. And they trailed Houston 3-2 last year, rallied to win 4-3. Of note, the Warriors never trailed the Cavs in the series they actually lost. The only playoff series Steve Kerr's lost, they never trailed in that series. So if Durant could show up and be more than half of his normal self, yeah, I think that they can win this series. If Durant doesn't play, it's over. It's over. That's a wrap. In my mind, there's just no doubt about it. And Gavin, I'm gonna as we head into break, I'm going to ask you this. When you look at these Raptors and compare them to last year's Houston Rockets, who led a Durant-Curry team 3-2, led Game 7 by 11 at home at halftime.
And what happened? No Chris Paul.
No Chris Paul. Which team is better? That Rockets team from last year, I think they won 65 games. Or this Raptors team?
I think if they had a healthy Chris Paul, you would say them. But that's where I push back on the asterisk thing is, do you put an asterisk by their championship last year because they benefited from an injury to Houston? You can go back the year before with Zaza taking Kawhi out in the Western Conference Finals.
Fair question. I would say last year there was no Iguodala either. And he's 34 years old. He's not at the level of Chris Paul. But he was a Finals MVP, elite defender. Do they win that series 4-1 if Iguodala is healthy? I don't know if it's 4-1, but with Chris Paul, Houston did lead 3-2. Steve Kerr's been here before. They need to just have Kevin Durant put on the cape, go see Mr. Miyagi, and hope and pray that he comes out. Now, that would not be good for your futures bet. Obviously,
no,
Gavin has
but
a
I
Raptors
would say,
future bet.
I would say it would be an incredible movie-like script if Kevin Durant comes back on Monday, leads them to three straight games.
Wait, is Game 5 Monday or Sunday?
It's Monday.
Oh, jeez.
They got an extra day off.
Wow. Yeah. Goodness great.
Now, yeah. I don't believe that if KD comes back that he will be even close to his normal self.
No, but so, I don't know that they totally need all that. Listen, you can't take 30 points offensively off the court, a guy you've got to guard, and act like he's not a difference maker. I would put him on like Marc Gasol defensively so you don't have to chase Kawhi around, see how it goes, and hope for the best. Again, Durant returns, they can win this series. If he doesn't, it's lights out. And I don't know. I guess we'll be talking about an asterisk for a couple weeks.
I don't agree with the asterisk.
All right. Yeah, I love that.
Very disrespectful.
Coming up next here on Fox Sports Radio, Lakers fans, you're going to want to text your friends and tell them there is some news coming down the pike. It involves Klay Thompson. We're talking Klay Thompson, Lakers, and some news. That's next.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it? Covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges, and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Back here on Fox Sports Radio, I am your host, Jason McIntyre. A little Women's World Cup action today. So we're not on Sirius. If you usually listen on Sirius, sorry about that. Women's World Cup, a great event. Did I just see Djokovic lose at the French Open?
Yeah, he lost to... Oh, you know what? No, I'm thinking of Federer. I'm not sure about that one.
I think Djokovic just went down. But, by the way, I'm going to try to get... when I play Colin Cowherd in tennis, I'm going to try to stream it I don't think we're going to charge money, but Cowherd's got to, you know, he's taking tennis lessons and he plays tennis out where we live. And I haven't played in a minute, but you guys know me.
Oh, that'll get
you
plenty
know
of
me.
Views. That'll get plenty of views.
So last weekend, hashtag dad life, we had that soccer tournament. Remember, I went in, I was like, just say a prayer. I don't get injured. And listen, we had a good team and we won the championship. I scored 4 goals, I will say. I was shocked.
You scored 4 goals?
Well, it was 5 games, so it was not that important.
That's pretty good, though.
I was even shocked. So initially during the week, I was like, guys, I'm going to score goals. What should my celebration be? And my kids were like, Dad, you need to do Orange Justice and all these Fortnite dances. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. And then I got closer to the game time. I'm like, damn, what if I don't score? Oh, gosh, that would be embarrassing. And in the first game, I was just like that forward who pushes up and tries to force a mistake at the back. A creator turnover, poked it in the goal. It was tied 2-2, second half, I score. And whoa, McIntyre, you scored. I was like, you know it.
You should have done the Kawhi just robotic bucket every time you scored.
Boardman gets paid. Yeah. Oh. But we won. It was awesome. Yes, I chronicled it on Instagram. You don't care. Let's get on to more pressing news. Great news, actually. There's a quick and easy way you could save money. Switch to Geico. It only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com and see how much you could save. So Klay Thompson, we know, is a free agent this summer. Everybody thinks he's probably staying with the Warriors, and I would agree with that. I think there's, you know, a very, very good likelihood he stays with the Warriors. But I heard some news this week that could change things. And I certainly think Lakers fans are going to be excited when they hear this, that Klay Thompson is now locked in to do Space Jam 2. Now, I don't think that news is anywhere. I Googled it last night. I went on the internet. Nobody has it. I do believe an announcement will come out after the finals that Klay Thompson is committed to Space Jam 2. He will be in the movie. Now, Klay is a massive fan of the original Space Jam. You can look it up. He said his favorite Michael Jordan moment is Space Jam, the movie. So he's a huge fan. As a result of Klay going into Space Jam 2 with LeBron James, of course, and we know Anthony Davis is going to be in the movie as well, Lakers fans are going to get geeked and say, well, maybe LeBron can convince Klay. Hey, Klay is a Los Angeles guy, right? Played high school ball around here. His dad is a announcer. I believe, is it radio, Gavin?
Yeah, radio.
Michael Thompson, former Laker, is an announcer on the radio for Lakers games. Why can't there be a scenario where Klay ends up with the Lakers? And I do believe there will be probably, you know how it goes, after the finals come out and they end, maybe the Raptors win it on Monday night. We're going to have like 2 weeks where it's going to be, okay, let's talk a little draft and then free agency stuff. And I do believe we're going to hear rumors. Hey, why not Klay Thompson and the Lakers? They need a shooter. LeBron needs shooters. The Warriors ship is sinking. Trust me, agents are going to push that nonsense. I'm sure some players will behind the scenes because of the jealousy they have for Steph Curry. And it's just pretty clear that there is going to be scuttlebutt about Klay Thompson filming Space Jam 2 with LeBron, spending all this time with the second greatest player in NBA history in LeBron James. And I think that narrative is going to build. Personally, if you ask me, my guess today, June 8th, I do believe Klay stays with the Warriors. But as we just saw with Kyrie Irving and that news this week, this whole everything here, folks, everything in NBA free agency is fluid. That is the key to remember. It's all fluid. Okay. So I've been on this show talking about Kyrie Irving's relationship with Brooklyn Nets players. I've said it on FS1. I said it on Lock It In early May that Kyrie was texting with Nets guards all season. Okay. I'm not going to say if it was Russell or Dinwiddie or LeVert. But there's been a relationship. And of course, this week they were hanging out at a club, a bunch of Nets and Kyrie Irvings. So what happens the day after Kyrie Irving spends all these times with Net players? Well, the Nets make a trade, so they clear a bunch of cap room. So if need be, Kyrie can bring a friend. They made a trade getting rid of Allen Crabbe, sending him to Atlanta. They had to attach some draft picks. Now, I looked this up, guys. In NBA history, there are not a lot of dates in early June where an NBA player is traded. It just does not happen very often. This is a bit of a gamble by the Nets, but a calculated one. They clearly got news from Kyrie Irving that he is serious about Brooklyn. And hey, can you guys trade for Anthony Davis? We could rent him and he might stay like Kawhi. Kawhi could stay. Maybe I could convince Kevin Durant. I will go on record saying I don't think Kyrie can convince Kevin Durant to go to Brooklyn. Maybe we can get a guy who's not a wingman, a co-pilot, but more of an ancillary player, like a Tobias Harris. And I'm telling you, the Tobias Harris, the Chris Middleton, those guys are going to be crucial because in a league where you need shooters and 3-and-D wings, Tobias Harris is going to have a lot of value. So the takeaway here, Klay Thompson will be in Space Jam 2. LeBron is going to have his chance to do some recruiting. And I think Lakers fans are going to get excited. Don't get too pumped. Could be a letdown if Klay Thompson stays with the Warriors. All right, coming up next here on Fox Sports Radio. So the big news in the NFL this week, Carson Wentz. We will be back to the NBA, but Carson Wentz signed a lucrative, big, big money deal. And all the reporters wanted to say was, who's up next? Oh, it's Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott, come on down. You're next on NFL. Give me that money. Will he get it? Does he deserve it? We'll talk to a Cowboys beat writer next. But first, go to Isaac Lowenkron for the latest in sports.
Good morning, Jason. Oh, Canada, the Toronto Raptors, one victory away from their first ever NBA championship after a 105-92 victory at Golden State Friday night to take a 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals behind Kawhi Leonard's 36 points, 5 three-pointers, 12 rebounds and 4 steals. Klay Thompson, 28 points and 6 three-pointers for Golden State. Steph Curry added 27, and here is his attitude about being down 3-1.
That's not over. I mean, it's not a good feeling right now, obviously. In our locker room, we were talking about believing. You know, everybody out there, you know, believe that we can get this done. And we got, like I said, we can draw on those experiences that we had, you know, back in the day and see what happens.
Game 5 Monday, north of the border. Hey, great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. A wild Friday in the NFL, starting when the Houston Texans abruptly fired general manager Brian Gain just a year and a half into a 5-year deal. A few hours later, the Jets suddenly hired Eagles vice president of player personnel Joe Douglas as their new general manager. Manish Mehta of the New York Daily News, an excellent note reporting that the Jets' initial offer to Joe Douglas was for $1.5 million a year, wound up being $3 million a year. I'll bet that sudden GM opening in Houston didn't hurt his leverage. And finally, it's over at the French Open semifinals. Dominic Thiem defeating Novak Djokovic in 5 sets, so Thiem will face Rafael Nadal in the final. Back to Jason McIntyre in 10, but first a word from Farmers.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Jason, back to you.
Thank you, Isaac. Back here on Fox Sports Radio, I am your host, ladies and gentlemen, Jason McIntyre. Coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, it's easy to save 15% or more on car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. The only hard part, figuring out which way is easier. Big news in the NFL this week. I know it's an NBA week with the finals and free agency, but Carson Wentz got paid in the Escalade. I mean, I think he's earned it. You had to kind of pay him. Nick Foles is now gone. Carson Wentz has done a lot, but he has now a new 4-year contract to stay in Philly, and the clock is officially ticking for Dak Prescott and the Cowboys to get a deal done. So I want to bring in Clarence Hill, covers the Cowboys for the Star-Telegram, veteran newspaper man. He knows this stuff. Clarence, good morning. How are you?
What's up, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent, and I got to say, this is an interesting moment for the Cowboys and Dak Prescott, because we know that Dallas has a lot of mouths to feed, right? They got a bunch of stars who are going to need big, big money. Dak Prescott is one of them. I'm going to ask you this. Do you believe a deal gets done with Dak Prescott before the season starts, a new contract in the $30 million range?
Yes. Yes, ooh. I do. Yes. I mean, it's what the Cowboys want to do. They've said this. Stephen Jones told us this at the Combine in February. They want to get Dak a new deal. They want to do it this offseason because he deserves it. He's outplayed his deal. Former fourth-round pick who came in, you know, to be the third-string quarterback and developmental quarterback in 2016, has started every game since his rookie season, led through two division titles. They want to get it done. They want to reward Dak, and they believe in him for the long haul.
Now, we're talking with Clarence Hill of the Star-Telegram. That's a great point. Dak Prescott, middle-round draft pick. He's making, what, like $600,000, some insanely low number. And, you know, that's part of the way some of these teams have built up in the last few years. Don't pay the quarterback a lot of money. He's on his rookie deal, rookie contract, and you build around him and you go to the championship. Seattle did that famously with Russell Wilson. The 49ers did it for a minute with Colin Kaepernick. But the problem becomes when you pay these guys $30 million. And I got to ask, is Dak going to say, listen, I've only got one playoff win under my belt, but I need to get that Carson Wentz money. I need that Matt Ryan money.
Well, it's what the market is. I think those are two different things. I mean, and you bring up Russell Wilson, and yes, he did it. You know, they had a better team, they had a better defense when he went to the Super Bowl. But now he's making $35 million a year. You know, how is that going to affect them being able to get back to the Super Bowl and build a team around him? But it is what it is. That's the market, and you know, let's not worry about all of that when it's my turn to get paid. You know. It's not my fault you didn't put better players around me in my first 3 years when you get to the Super Bowl. Right now, you know, I'm up. I deserve to be paid. It's where the market is going. You remember Jimmy Garoppolo got $27 million after only five starts. We cried about that. You know, so, you know, it's Dak's turn. And the thing about it is this is what it is. This is how you play the game. This is what you pay for a quarterback. Don't bring up Tom Brady. That's a whole different dynamic. They got Bill Belichick. They got a whole lot of stuff that's different. But every other team, this is how everybody's operating, from Ben Roethlisberger to Aaron Rodgers to other guys. You know, it's Dak's time. And the funny thing about it is, as soon as you pay Dak, his number's going to be obsolete in the year because you got so many other quarterbacks coming down the pike. You're going to get more money. The Cowboys' biggest crime is that they let Carson Wentz and the Eagles jump ahead of them. Mm. The Cowboys have been wanting to do this. Carson Wentz has 2 years left on his deal. Dak Prescott is going into the last year of his contract.
Interesting.
And that's one reason why they wanted to get it done. They should have gotten Dak done in March, not just before Carson Wentz, but before Russell Wilson, before Ben Roethlisberger, before this market jumped again.
Interesting.
You know, they could have got it done in March. It would be a different number than it would be today.
Okay, well, Clarence, that's a great point. Do you think that they were dragging their feet to get it done with Dak because there is some doubt within the building as to whether or not we really want to give this guy $30 million? I mean, a couple of the names coming up. Amari Cooper's got to get paid. You got to feed Zeke Elliott. Byron Jones, the great defensive back. Offensive line, Lyle Collins. Jalen Smith, the linebacker, he needs to get paid. Maybe the Cowboys are saying, hey, I don't know if we want to pay this guy big bucks.
No, not in the case, not at all. Okay, there's no question in the building about Dak. You know, there's no question in the building about Dak. They weren't dragging their feet on Dak. They were trying to get DeMarcus Lawrence done, and DeMarcus Lawrence his contract is up, and he was, you know, a franchise player. They wanted to get that done, and so they had a pecking order of getting things done, and it started with DeMarcus Lawrence, and then it became Dak and Amari Cooper, and then Zeke. You don't have to worry about Jalen Smith right now. He's under contract for at least two more years. He's under contract this year. Next year, he's a restricted free agent. And then they'll worry about that in 2021. They're certainly going to let Lyle Collins walk. He's a good, solid right tackle. But understand, they're paying Tyron Smith at the top of the market. They're paying Travis Frederick at center at the top of the market. They're paying Zach Martin at the top of the market. They're not going to pay all four offensive linemen, whether you do Dak or not, at the top of the market. And Lyle Collins are going to get paid in the free agent market like Trent Brown. Trent Brown from the Patriots has never made a Pro Bowl. Now he's the highest paid left tackle in the league with the Raiders. So the money's going to be there. You can't pay four offensive linemen at the top of the market. That just makes no sense. They drafted a guy to replace him. Connor Williams is going to kick out to right tackle next year. Connor McGovern, who he drafted this year, is going to play left guard. That's, you know, that is what it is. Mm. That has nothing to do with them dragging their feet supposedly on Dak. It just takes two to tango, takes two to negotiate, takes two to get a deal done. Dak has CAA. Dak is with Todd France. They know what they're doing. They know what type of money they're going to get. You know, he didn't switch agents from kind of an unknown guy from Shreveport with a fourth-round pick to CAA in the number one agency in the business last spring to take less money. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, all right. Clarence Hill, Cowboys writer, Star Telegram. All right, Clarence, I'll get you out of here on this one. Do you believe with Dak Prescott making $30 million a year or whatever the number is in that upper echelon, that the Cowboys will be able to build a team around him and win a Super Bowl here in the next 5 years?
Yes. Yes. And I think they have a chance to make a Super Bowl run this year, and the Cowboys believe that as well. Understand, the Cowboys, you know, people get so caught up into this, you know, the cap and what teams can do with these $30 million quarterbacks. You know, the Cowboys understand that. It's about, you know, they're paying several of their core guys, and they're going to fill around them with young guys. And the Cowboys have drafted well, and they're going to continue to hopefully draft well. I mean, one reason why they have this problem is because they drafted well in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the guys, the Cowboys are paying their own draft picks. You know, they're not paying a lot of outside guys. They're paying their own draft picks, and that's a good problem to have when you have draft picks who are good enough for you to get paid and get all these good deals. But they're paying their own draft picks. They just need to continue to draft well. The cap is going to go up another $10 million next year. The Cowboys already have $75 million in cap room next year. So that's why it's important to get the deal done now. All of them get done now. Get done this year. You can drop some of that money in this year's cap, some of that money in next year's cap, and then we'll worry about 2021. But as far as that is concerned, the Cowboys have budgeted this. They understand what the market is. He's going to get his money. It's just a matter of how much he gets over 30.
Great stuff. Clarence Hill, thank you very much. Cowboys writer, Star Telegram. Follow him on Twitter, at Clarence Hill Jr. Clarence, have a great weekend.
No problem, man. Thank you.
Very interesting stuff setting up in Dallas. I do believe half of Cowboys Nation is kind of like, should we pay this guy? And the other half, we need him. We need him. I put me on the should we pay this guy side of the fence. Coming up next year on Fox Sports Radio. It was a good Friday for me. As a Jets fan, I was able to break the news of their new GM, Joe Douglas. They stole him from Philly. I absolutely love the hire. There's that, and then there's another story that just popped into my inbox about the NFL listening to me about one of the greatest possible events they could put on. I'll tell you all about that next.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Back here on Fox Sports Radio. Jason McIntyre. Kind of a sunny Saturday morning. It's a weird vibe around the NBA Finals, is it not, Gavin? That's the only word I keep coming back to. It's just... juice is the obvious word. Like, you know, when it's LeBron against Kevin Durant, that showdown, everybody's excited. It just doesn't have that cachet. Like, you know, you're watching the game last night and, you know, my kids come in and then they got to, at halftime, they want to go get up shots outside. And I'm like, great. So I just pause the game, come back. And it was just like, like nothing's happening. It just doesn't feel that exciting.
It's missing Kawhi versus KD, and you'd be talking about, it's just the two best players in the league going at it. Can Kawhi carry his team of nobodies? That would be the narrative, because I think the Warriors, like you said, it could be a gentleman's sweep if KD was healthy.
And you made a great point here before the break. Draymond Green should be taking more heat for getting absolutely outplayed in almost every game this series by Pascal Siakam. I don't know how that's not a bigger story. Maybe we'll do that early next hour. Draymond, show up. Like, make a shot.
He's only showing up at the podium so far.
He's talking a lot of noise, but he's not making any shots. He's a turnover machine. Leads the team in turnovers by a mile. Goodness gracious. All right, and NFL news. So Jets finally get their GM ending an embarrassing stretch. Listen, they had to get Joe Douglas. Bottom line, they needed to do this. Again, you never want to placate the fan base, but you've given Adam Gase a lot of power. Adam Gase, the new head coach, wanted Joe Douglas. And I gave out some of the financials yesterday on social media. This started at about $1.9 million. That's where the Jets are willing to go, 4 years, $1.9 million. They came up to 6 years, $3.3 million. That's a big move. That shows the desperation of this franchise. In the front office, there's just been no continuity. They finally have a GM, coach, and quarterback kind of in lockstep, if you will, for the next several years. And yes, of course, people are going to say, hey, they're all Jimmy Sexton clients. Jimmy Sexton, of course, the powerful agent who has kind of done this kind of thing at Alabama with Nick Saban. And Jimmy Sexton, one of the best negotiators in the business. He's done a great job in a lot of places. And now the Jets kind of have a triumvirate there. You've got Le'Veon Bell. I know people are going to say, it's the Jets, same old Jets. Gavin, I'm just telling you this. I've said it repeatedly. This is a playoff team next year. It's not hyperbole. It's not. Jason, did you really wear a Mark Sanchez jersey with cutoff sleeves to play basketball? I did. Yes, I do that. I have that shirt. I don't care. And the guy came up to me yesterday. Hey, I don't know if you know J-Mac, and I don't even really know this guy's name, but the Jets are not a basketball team. I was like, get the hell out. Really? I mean, like, guys, I don't care.
Sometimes they look like one.
Yeah, I mean, listen, a lot of embarrassing moments in this franchise, I'm telling you. The New York Jets are a playoff team next year. You can scoff all you want. They are going to be a bet-on team in the second half of the season. First half, they got a really tough schedule. I do believe it was the Colts who started 1-5, Gavin, ended up, I think, 10-6 and in the playoffs. Yep. Next topic. Did you guys see this? I have been begging the NFL for years to do basically a race. Like a 100-yard dash, a 100-meter dash. Apparently, they're now doing, I don't know if you saw this, Gavin, there's going to be a 40-yard dash and like a contest. There's brackets, offense and defense.
Is this the Ted Ginn one?
Ted Ginn, yes. Okay, yeah. So they're calling it the fastest man in football. It's happening. I don't know how this is not on TV. I need to go to the big honchos at FS1 when the World Cup is over and be like, guys, you got to get in on this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is incredible. So I do want to say Ted Ginn is a burner. Do you know who he's racing in the first round?
Alvin Kamara?
No, a guy by the name of Jacoby Ford. Wide receiver.
Yeah.
He's a free agent. I don't even think he's on a team right now. Former Clemson Tiger receiver. This guy could beat Ginn in the first round. Okay, he is an absolute burner. State champion in Florida in high school. Went to the ACC, ran track and field while at Clemson. Dude ran a legit 4.28 at the combine. Of course, the Raiders went gaga and drafted him. I'm telling you, Ted Ginn is going to be in some trouble in this race. And I love races.
And now, my obvious question, where can we bet on this?
Yeah.
Where can we get some
love
odds?
It. That's my man. Where can you bet on this? Robbie Anderson of the Jets, who is fast as hell. Alvin Kamara's in it. It's weird. There's football speed and then there's track speed. I think Kamara has football speed. I don't know if he has straight up track speed.
I don't know about Mark Ingram. That's
no,
kind
God,
of a
I don't
shocker.
Know why he's even there. Yeah, maybe they're paying him to go. I don't. It doesn't make sense at all. And this is weird. It's a 40-yard dash. That's not that long of a race. I was hoping for something a little longer, which would help the track guys, the Jacoby Fords and of the world. But maybe football speed from Kamara, who can just scoot. If you get him in space, it's over. I'm curious as to why Saquon Barkley.
Oh, that's must-see TV.
Why is Saquon Barkley not in this? Saquon Barkley looks like an animal. I mean, that guy is so jacked. And
why,
I always,
well, obviously Tyreek Hill, if he wasn't going through.
Oh, I think he's got some
issues.
Bigger fish to fry. I'm going to get my sleeper on the defensive side. Trey Waynes, a Vikings cornerback out of Michigan State, talking to a Michigan State grad. This guy, his daughter is in my daughter's kindergarten class. This guy was like a high school quarterback in Ohio where it's like sport. You know, you got to play football. And he goes to Michigan State and he's like, I'll try to walk on the team, you know. Not as a quarterback, but just as like a player. And he's like, dude, after 2 weeks of seeing these guys, I was like, I have zero chance. I mean, he's like, I was the best player, you know, on my team, high school quarterback. They ran some wing T, some option. And I thought I could fit in somewhere. And just seeing the size and speed of these All-Americans, I was like, no, thank you. I'm not going to get killed. All right, so it's a good first hour in the books. A lot of fun stuff. We're going to revisit the Klay Thompson Space Jam 2 news that we broke on this show. We'll do that next hour, as well as the NBA Finals. If Kevin Durant does not come back, it's over. But what if Durant does come back? Can the Warriors pull off the unthinkable? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number two here on Fox Sports Radio. I am your host, Jason McIntyre, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. First hour was fun, huh? Really love all the negativity I'm hearing from Raptors fans. You got to give this team some respect, Jason. Really? Do I? It's a good, great team. Great team this season. I already said it first hour, though. I'm telling you, the 2018 Rockets were a better team than this Raptors team. They were the ones who, versus Kevin Durant, led 3-2. Led 3-2 against Durant. That was when Durant was the best player in the world. And, of course, Warriors came back to win. Now, Gavin wants to toss in, hey, well, Chris Paul got hurt. Okay, I'll see your Chris Paul injury and raise you an Andre Iguodala injury. He barely played in that series. So here we are, a year later, and it's funny because people want to say, well, what about the Warriors' first championship? And people and Gavin wants to say, hey, what about Kawhi got hurt with the Spurs in that game they led by 20 a couple years back? And I guess you can do this a lot more than I thought. I'm trying to go back in NBA history and think of when the best player in the series didn't play a lot. There was a Magic Johnson series. I think it was Pistons?
I think it was 1989.
1989. Got it. Yes. Thank you, Gavin. And it was just, it's a weird spot when stars get hurt. Now, people hate the idea of an asterisk by the Raptors if they win this. And I do think they will. Again, if you're up 3-1 and Kevin Durant does not play, there ain't no way you're losing three straight. It's just, it's not happening. Now, if Durant shows up, is 75% or better, can give you key minutes and defense, which they sorely miss against Kawhi Leonard. Newsflash to Kawhi, who's been awesome. Going to be a little tougher to score 30 on Kevin Durant than it is on McKinney and Livingston. He's facing a heavy dose of a young guy who was in the G League this time last year with the Raptors. Okay? Now, I know that I saw that the Raptors have a 91% chance to win the series, and I get all these jabronis on social media filling up my Instagram inbox. Well, Jason, stop! They've still got four All-Stars. Okay, we're not going to really do this, are we? Gavin, do we have to do this? We're calling Boogie Cousins an All-Star?
Yeah, I think you can say he has it on his resume, but right now he is not an All-Star.
Boogie Cousins is not an All-Star, okay? He was an All-Star in 2017, okay? 2018, he was voted or made the All-Star team, tore his Achilles in late January. Since tearing his Achilles in January 2018, Boogie Cousins has played about 30 games in the regular season, and I would say maybe four after that. He had one good game in the playoffs. That's it. Game two, one good game. Can we stop saying he's an All-Star? We just need to get that out of here. Boogie Cousins, not an All-Star. Not now. Now, is he capable of showing up for 25 minutes and being competitive? Yeah. He's also more likely to look like a winded, overweight, I don't want to go too harsh, has been. Because that's what he's looked like the last two games, right, Gavin?
Yeah,
I
mean, he's a liability defensively.
A total liability. I mean, the guy had three turnovers in the first 90 seconds last night. I told you guys last week, there is a very good case why ratings matter. It's a direct correlation to money and salary increases in the salary cap and players getting paid. So, yeah, the players care about the ratings. And if you just tuned in on Friday night, before going out for that first quarter, you're like, what the hell am I watching? What am I doing? I got to go out and get drunk and try to make something happen with the ladies. And like, you know, maybe I'll be checking in on the game. But that was ugly. I mean, the under was easily cashed. But at any rate, let's get back to the four All-Stars. Okay, so Boogie Cousins, not an All-Star. Let's just get, that's one. Number two, Gavin, I'll straight up ask you this. If you put Draymond Green on, I don't know, 25 other teams in the league? Is he what he is right here with the Warriors?
I still think he has the talent. I mean, we've seen a lot of his, you know, he still had some
chase
down blocks.
Okay, define talent. Define talent. Chase down blocks. Got it. Okay.
He's all over the court. He does everything you want from him. He's not a scorer, you know?
Well, definitely not. Yeah.
No.
And that's where it becomes an issue.
But the Raptors have really given him a problem, and I think it's because their bigs on Toronto are just they're so much better than what the Warriors have.
Draymond Green is he's shooting 8% from three in the finals.
Yeah.
He's 2 of 11. He to say he's not an offensive player, like, bro, he has no offensive game. And if you put Draymond Green on the Charlotte Hornets, you put Draymond Green on the Detroit Pistons, I just don't think he has the same impact that he does here.
But that's what's always made the Warriors so great,
exactly.
The strength in numbers.
Exactly.
And they just don't have that now. And a lot of that's because of KD. They had to pay him. And that bench is a lot, you know, shorter now.
Yeah. I just keep coming back to listen. Draymond Green, really great team player. I don't know that he fits on every team in the league. I don't think he fits on a lot of them. But the personality, got a dumb technical foul last night complaining by a bit of a turnover machine. For what it's worth, not an all-star this year. Draymond Green, he played so bad, he was like 25 pounds overweight in the regular season, just didn't give any Fs and said, oh, I'll just get ready for the playoffs. And then he crushes Portland and everybody's like, oh, it's Draymond Green. Klay Thompson, so we're down 2 all-stars. Klay Thompson has been hurt, played a lot of minutes last night, good offensively, defensively didn't totally see it. And now you're down to basically Steph Curry. And he did not have a great game last night. Curry was absolutely absurd in game 3. 47 points. Gavin, you could argue, and I saw some of the stats, Steph Curry's game 3 was the second best performance in a losing effort in NBA Finals history. 47.
Absolutely.
LeBron... Yep. Game 1, I think last year, right? When he had like 55
51.
Or whatever.
51. Yeah.
Curry was outstanding, and I still, and I don't want to call him out because I like him. He used to produce his show. He produces The Odd Couple. My man, Rob Guerra, good dude. Wife is pregnant. I'm happy for him. And he starts after Curry last night. Yeah. Rob, what the hell are you doing, bro? Going after Curry? Because he has a couple bad games? My head kind of explodes when we continue to do this, Gavin. Oh, well, it's been 3 games. We need to relitigate who the best player in the NBA is. No, we don't. I mean, people want to check on Curry's legacy because he has a subpar game 4 of the NBA Finals? Are you friggin' kidding me? I mean, really, guys? Curry's averaging, was it 30 points a game in the Finals? And we want to take shots at him? I don't know what we're doing. So I just happened to pull up a couple Curry numbers here. I went through his playoff recent history. Just to rattle off a couple of the good ones. So 47, obviously, in game 3. So last year, game 4 against Cleveland, the closeout game, he had 37. You know, it's an okay game, right? 37 points in the finals. Game 7 against Houston last year, 27, 10, and 9. Nearly a triple-double. Game 3 against Houston. He had 35. Game 5 against Cleveland in the finals, closeout, he had 34. Folks, I can do this all day. Game 2, finals, 2 years ago against Cleveland. 32, 11, and 10. Triple-double for your point guard. Who's not a triple-double guy? Go to that Spurs series that Gavin mentions where Kawhi got hurt. Curry had a 36-point game, had a 40-point game. You want to go back even further. Oh, I love this one. 2015 finals. Curry and the Warriors, I think it was 2-1. Yes, 2-1. And they're in game 4. Warriors have to have it. Curry delivers 38 points. Folks, you want to look? Okay, I'll just wrap up because I'm not going through Steph Curry's entire game log to prove a point. Down 3-1 against OKC. Steph Curry, 31 in game 5. 31 in game 6. 36 in game 7. We could do, I mean, honestly, I can do this all day. If you're going to come with the dumb Steph Curry slander, you better back it up better. Okay? And just for kicks, I thought I had it pulled up on my computer. NBA Finals, most points per game in NBA Finals history. Take a guess where Steph Curry ranks. Gavin, go ahead. most points per game NBA Finals history.
Top five.
No, come on. Rick Barry's number one. He didn't play in many finals. 36 a game. Okay. Michael Jordan, number two at 33. Durant, third at 31. Steph Curry is 10th in NBA Finals history. Wow. 26 points per game. He is ahead of beloved Kobe Bryant, who checks in at 13th. He's ahead of Dirk Nowitzki, 16th. He's ahead of Dwayne Wade, 19th. Ahead of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Now, you could say Jabbar was older. Fine. Ahead of Larry Bird. Larry Legend, way ahead of Isaiah Thomas, James Worthy, Tim Duncan. Folks, get out of here. Just stop with the Steph Curry slander unless you want me to de-pants you. Just stop it. You cannot attack Steph Curry. And yes, I say this while proudly popping my Steph Curry t-shirt. And Jason, when are you? Since when are you a Warriors fan? I've said this many times, just for the people in the back who weren't listening. I started a podcast maybe 6 years ago. Okay? My first guest before he became a superstar in the NBA was Steph Curry. I knew a friend of his, and that was at the time where Steph Curry didn't have like 10 layers around him. Like, I've got a Facebook watch series, by the way. Have you been watching, Gavin?
I have you. After you
Isn't
told
it
me.
Awesome?
Oh, yeah.
Really tremendous stuff. Steph Curry is, when we talk about looking up to athletes, and Charles Barkley wants to say athletes aren't role models, largely agree with him. You want to make Steph Curry a role model, that's not a bad idea. He's done everything right so far. No missteps, no arrests, no drug problems, never out partying, hammered, none of that. He's a family man. He's religious. He's got kids. He brings his parents to every game. What has he done that's bad? He's never been a locker room issue guy. You never see him disrespect other players around the league the way Russell Westbrook has done. Okay? Steph Curry is a model individual, and for people to bash him after one bad game is just comical. All right? All right. Now I'm a little too worked up.
I have no problem with that. I mean, history, it's already been written. What happened in 2015? Hell, what happened since he got drafted?
Let me ask. That's a great point. Should he have been the Finals MVP in 2015?
He should have. I think that was a reactionary thing for Iguodala. So
yeah, I'm going to pull
he
up.
He should have. If you look back at that series.
I just happen to have the stats in front of me here. So 2015 Finals, Steph Curry averaged 26-6-5. Shot 44%, 38% from three, 88% from the foul line. You average 26-6-5, you know, 9 times out of 10, Gavin, you're going to be the Finals MVP. Like 26-6-5 in the Finals, and we're like, oh, he wasn't that good. No, people voted Iguodala MVP because he was great defensively against LeBron. But now that you look back on it, Gavin, LeBron averaged 35 in that series.
Look at Iguodala now.
How did they vote Iguodala Finals MVP? That's crazy. All right, coming up next here, this Kyrie Irving move with the Nets is interesting. So as you guys know, I've been talking about Kyrie Irving and the Nets for about a year now. I started it on The Herd June of last year. Kyrie Irving and the Nets is very real, folks. There's something there. And this week, Kyrie Irving hanging out with Nets players. 24 hours later, the Nets make a trade to clear up cap room for another free agent. Gavin, before we get to it, just so you guys are aware, the current teams that can afford two max deals, I'm fairly certain, Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, Nets. Okay? The two coasts can go heavy on the free agents. Think about that, and we'll tell you next what it means for Anthony Davis. That's coming up next on Fox Sports Radio.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it? Covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Back here on the Big League. Oh, back here on Fox Sports Radio. I am your host, Jason McIntyre. Is that Dr. Dre? I thought I haven't heard this song in years. Heads Ringing? Yeah, no, it's not Heads Ringing.
Natural Born Killers.
Natural Born Killers. I don't know. Can I just say that movie I thought was overrated? Did you guys? Okay, I'm getting some agreement here. Who was the girl in it? Dark hair. Dang it. It's like a 90s movie. People, Woody Harrelson and, dang it. I know people are listening. How could you not know that, Jason?
Juliette Lewis.
Yes. I'm not a huge Juliette Lewis fan. I don't know. Just seems, anyways. So I did, we're not going to do that. Okay. I got Juliette Lewis, then I started to think about this incident my wife had with like an actress at a park this week. I tweeted about it and instantly was like, no, I should not have done that.
I saw that one on Twitter.
I was going to mention the actress, but I'm just going to hold off for now.
Okay. Did it get resolved?
No.
Okay, no. You are still in a feud with an actress.
Not a feud. I don't think she knows me or anything like that. Or, she's just one of these, like, can I say anal retentive? Well, I just did. She's one of those, like, people like, hey, if you're going to play and around my kid, it's dangerous. Like, get out of here, kid. I mean, come on. Anyways.
Soft.
Soft. There you go. Like Canada. Soft. Like Chris Broussard said. I do like Canada. I used to travel there as a kid with my family, my mom. Who came from, she's from South America, and a lot of her friends relocated to Canada. So I used to go to Canada as a kid. I loved it up there. A lot of fun. Quick notes. I just got a text. Is Todd McShay going to the Jets? What? So apparently, McShay is college buddies with the new Jets GM. And some guy from Barstool tweeted out, McShay's going to the Jets. So I check with my Jets person who gave me the Joe Douglas info. And as of now, no, it's not true. Todd McShay's not going to the Jets. Things could change. Things get fluid. You guys know how it is.
Is that going to be a trend now? The TV star, Mike Mayock?
I sure as hell hope it is. I mean, doesn't that enhance my chances? No.
Oh, I'm not a fan of that. Ask Ryan, right? Our guy sitting in for Iowa Sam this week. He's a Raider fan. I mean, Mayock.
Don't get me started. It's going to be a train wreck. Don't get me started on this, all right?
No, I'm probably with him on that. But it goes back outside the box. You know I'm always an outside-the-box guy. They brought in Tony Kornheiser to do Monday Night Football. Didn't work out great, but they gave him a shot. They went outside the box for Dennis Miller. Also, didn't work out well. Some of them are going to work. Some are not. I don't mind trying,
but to
stuff.
Run organizations.
Well, that's
like,
the thing.
That's
don't screw with my organization. Yeah. Right, Raiders. Yeah. I think Rob Pelinka's been a disaster. I mean, I think the evidence backs that up. He has struggled mightily, and I don't think LeBron's happy of what's going on there now. But we'll see. Todd McShay, Mel Kiper, is he next? Somebody looking at Mel Kiper. I don't know. These guys make a lot of money to just, throw darts based on their evidence and what they, they do
and
their homework.
By the
I'm not
way,
saying they're...
Daniel Jeremiah, who is on NFL Network a lot, he's been linked with the Jets as well.
Hey, good guy. Yeah. Daniel Jeremiah, know him well. I don't think he's leaving this area, though. When they pluck Tom Telesco, when somebody steals him, I think Telesco is his name, the GM of the Chargers.
Yeah, Tom Telesco.
He's been amazing. That roster's sick.
Oh, yeah.
I can see them making a run at Jeremiah, who's this, I believe he's a San Diego guy, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, okay.
And with the Jets hiring their GM, I think it's obvious Daniel Jeremiah's out of the running. That was a link earlier.
All right, Kyrie Irving. So as we talked about first hour, Kyrie Irving hanging out up in the club, I think it was a 40-40 club, Jay-Z's spot in Manhattan. This week. And then the next day, a pretty savvy move out of the box by the Nets. You don't see a lot of June NBA trades, early June. But the sense I'm getting is the reason they pulled the trigger so early was because somebody is going to have to take on some of these bad contracts. And if you look at the teams with the most cap space, New York Knicks, they're not taking on bad contracts. They want to go big game hunting. LA Clippers, they sure as hell are not taking on bad contracts. The Sacramento Kings have cap space, but they were nearly a playoff team, so they're not going to take on bad contracts. Atlanta Hawks are the team with cap room, so they can say, hey, we'll take on the Allen Crabbe bad contract. He's making like $18 million next year. Sure. Attach a draft pick or two. And they get an extra pick. So now, by the way, the guy, Gavin, who's running the Hawks, Travis Schlenk, used to work in the Warriors front office. They drafted Trae Young, who, listen, he's not a Steph Curry, a poor man Steph Curry. He's in the mold of a Steph Curry point guard. Stretch the offensive side of the court with, you know, area code three-pointers, and all of a sudden you've got a situation where, man, they got to defend Trae Young 30 feet from the hoop. Now, it's tough to find that Draymond. I don't know if the kid Travis Herter is going to be their Klay Thompson. Personally, I don't think he's as good as Klay Thompson was coming out of Washington State. But the Atlanta Hawks have a pretty decent roster. Yeah, they're a couple years away from being a playoff team. So they can take on the Allen Crabbe contract, which is not a good one. You know, they had to give away Taurean Prince, who, yeah, pretty nice little 3-4. I like John Collins, and let's see what they do in the draft. They're an interesting team, again, for the future. But if you want to dump contracts, that was the place. So the Nets came out and said, well, let's pull the trigger and beat everybody to the punch. I will have a free agent. Yeah, we already had the Klay Thompson stuff, which was interesting. That was actually rooted in fact. I have some speculation on a potential guy who's not a free agent who could be looking to move. Or maybe the team's looking to move him. But coming up next here on Fox Sports Radio, we're going to talk to an NBA writer, dig into, I don't know, what this Raptors championship could mean. You know, with Kevin Durant, it's difficult to attach meaning to just what the heck's going on in the finals. We'll get to that. But first, let's go to Isaac Lowenkron for the latest in sports.
Jason, we've got some off-the-court NBA news just developing. Tim McMahon reporting a short time ago that the Houston Rockets have rekindled extension discussions with head coach Mike D'Antoni and are nearing an agreement. Houston owner Tillman Fertitta has removed the buyout language that was the sticking point when talks previously broke down. I had a Tillman Fertitta for brunch the other day. It was really delicious. Anyway, that a report just now from Tim McMahon concerning the Houston Rockets. On the court Friday night, 36 points by Kawhi Leonard helped lead the Toronto Raptors to a 105-92 victory at Golden State in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. So Kawhi and the Raptors now have a 3-1 lead over the defending champs.
We're confident. You know, we're on a roll down 4. We wanted to come in and have a good third quarter, come out the first 5 minutes, stay aggressive on both ends of the floor, keep our energy up. That's all we did.
Raptors can win their first ever NBA championship in Game 5 Monday night on their home floor. In the NFL Friday, the Houston Texans fired general manager Brian Gain just a year and a half into a 5-year deal. Hours later, the New York Jets hired Philadelphia Eagles VP of player personnel Joe Douglas as their new general manager. And today in the French Open semis, Dominic Thiem defeated Novak Djokovic in 5 sets to advance to the final against Rafael Nadal. Back to Jason McIntyre in 10 seconds, but first, a word from Farmers.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
All yours, Jason.
Thank you, Isaac. Back here on Fox Sports Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Jason McIntyre, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. The only hard part, figuring out which way is easier. Our next guest, he writes about the NBA for The Athletic. Michael Lee joining the show. Michael, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing wonderful.
Excellent. Let me hit you with the news that we just heard during the break there. The Houston Rockets, I guess what, less than 24 hours after seeing the Warriors go down 3-1, the Houston Rockets have rekindled talks with Mike D'Antoni. Michael, I chuckled a little bit when I heard that. Is this a situation where, wait a sec, the Rockets realize perhaps the Warriors are going to lose Kevin Durant and this team is not going to be unbelievable? And the Rockets could be the favorites in the West if they return next year. Your thoughts on the Mike D'Antoni rekindling of contract negotiations?
I always figured it was going to at some point anyway. It's going to be hard to find a coach who's better and at least can get them, you know, where they want to be. You can just throw out any name, I guess, you want. But D'Antoni's still a guy that got you to the conference finals last year and still led you into the playoffs this year despite having an injury-depleted season. So it makes a lot of sense, but I never thought that they weren't going to try to negotiate that or they'd let him enter a season as a lame duck. But it's sort of – I don't even know if it matters, because right now, so many things could change between now and season. We still don't know who the Clippers might wind up getting. We don't know who the Lakers might wind up getting. That may make the whole conversation about where Houston ranks right now.
Yeah, we're talking with Michael Lee of The Athletic. Michael, it's interesting. You already got to free agency. I mean, we're in the middle of the NBA Finals. And here you are. We don't know where Kawhi's going. And you're spot on because, I don't know, without Kevin Durant, it's just tough for me to get super excited about these finals. We're being robbed of a Durant versus Kawhi matchup. I mean, it's one thing to see Kawhi eat against Alphonso McKinney and Sean Livingston. You know, it's another to see him go against Durant. And I don't know, my attention has turned to free agency as well. What are your thoughts watching this finals? Oh, it sounds like Michael's got a bad connection. We're going to try to get him on a landline here, Michael Lee of The Athletic. Folks, I want to ask you, when you're watching these finals, are you thinking, oh, this is great, this is great basketball, I love this? Or are you thinking, well, damn, is Kawhi going to stay in Toronto or leave? And, the vibe from Kawhi Leonard is difficult. You know, when you watch him, the guy barely says anything. He walks off the court in a victory. He has 36 points. He's hardly smiling. Is Kawhi's mindset, all right, let me get these guys this title and I'm going to bounce? Nobody's going to fault him if he leaves. You can't fault Kawhi. You deliver a title, you leave. Nobody's going to blame you. Now, it's going to be awkward when they're celebrating next year and the team's, 11th in the East, because that could be a real thing. Brooklyn Nets are going to be better. Bucks are going to be back. Hawks are going to be better. The East is, I think there's a case that the East has a tougher road to the finals next year than the West. Because, Warriors are not insurmountable anymore, right? If they lose Kevin Durant. I don't think anybody is terrified of the Portland Trailblazers. Very good team, exceeded expectations. They don't throw a scare into anybody. I mean, the Denver Nuggets look good, but they lost Game 7 at home to Portland. Spurs are a team to really keep an eye on. I just go up and down the West. I'm like, I think the Rockets are the favorites if they return James Harden. I do. James Harden, Chris Paul, Capella. They will beat the Warriors next year if there's no Kevin Durant. You could take that to the bank. Don't read too much into one friggin' game, people. You guys went overboard with the they don't need Durant. I said the Warriors are a 48-win team without Kevin Durant. Because a lot of the guys who don't know what's going on, you can't just say, oh, they've got $30 million in cap space. It doesn't work like that. You can re-sign your players to go over the cap. You can't go out and just pick up anybody and go way, way over the cap. They can't do that. So they're going to lose Cousins. They're going to lose KD. And they're basically going to have to play like, draft lottery roulette or pull something out of a hat, because there's really no, you just can't get anyone. So I think the East is the tougher road than the West, without question. This is Sixers team should have beat the Raptors in Game 7. The Bucks are really a strong team. The Boston Celtics ain't going anywhere just because they lose Kyrie. No Kyrie Irving to get to Game 7 2 years ago in the Eastern Conference Finals. Folks, East all of a sudden is better. Now, where it gets interesting, Gavin, is, and I'll float this real quick, keep an eye on DeMar DeRozan in San Antonio. Just keep an eye on that situation, okay? 2 years left on his deal. The second one is a player option for $27 million. He's probably going to pick it up. I don't think he's getting $27 million elsewhere. But the question becomes, DeJounte Murray is back from injury. This is a guy on his rookie deal, really talented player out of Washington. All of a sudden, your backcourt of Derek White on the cheap, who looked good in the playoffs. I think he had a 36-point game against the Nuggets. Go look up DeRozan against the Nuggets in that playoff series, Gavin. He attempted one three-pointer. One three-pointer in a seven-game series? He doesn't impact the game at the defensive end. You're telling me a backcourt of DeJounte Murray and Derek White with Bryn Forbes, a kid out of Michigan State who was great against the Nuggets, 49% on threes. I think if you can move DeMar DeRozan, there's something interesting there. I want to know, Gavin, what on earth is the Clippers' backup plan if Kawhi says, I'm going to stay in Toronto? I mean, I mean, you cleared up cap room for two guys. I think you got to go all in Anthony Davis, but that's got to be via trade. And now you're giving up a lot of your core, which is a good young core that beat the Warriors with KD twice. I don't know what the backup is.
Yeah, I think it's the same for the Knicks, too.
The Knicks are in brutal shape. A month ago, Gavin, it was, we're going to win the lottery. We got Zion, KD, Kyrie. That was a month ago. The New York Knicks, all of a sudden, they don't win the lottery. They're looking at the third pick in the draft. Kevin Durant gets hurt. Warriors can't win the title without him. Is Durant definitely still coming to New York? And now Kyrie Irving is doing more than flirting with the Brooklyn Nets. It's some open PDA going on between the Nets and Kyrie Irving. Folks, you could be looking at the Knicks with, I don't know, are there, if you're the Knicks, are you backing it up, Gavin, for Kemba Walker? And this is where I wonder, do they trade for, and I touched on this earlier, do they trade for a DeMar DeRozan? Can he be your number two guy on a really good playoff team? He proved that with the Raptors. I bring up DeRozan because then I'm going to hammer this home. Some chatter I heard. The Spurs love DeJounte Murray, the kid who's injured. He was going to be their starting point guard this year. He's hurt. He was out all season. Derek White emerged as a player. Great defender. We know DeRozan doesn't defend anybody. And Bryn Forbes was a killer coming off the bench. They could play those three. I don't necessarily think they need DeRozan. Could the Spurs be looking? Like, if you're the Knicks, think about this. Gavin, would you be willing to trade the number three pick, some blah parts, for DeMar DeRozan?
Man, that's tough because I'm not a big DeMar DeRozan
guy. I'm not either.
But it might work.
RJ Barrett is a good player. I love him a lot. I think he'll be better than DeRozan.
But is he a star?
When is he a star? Yeah. DeRozan just turns 30 this year. He's going to get you wins. You're not going to be a 19-win team with DeMar DeRozan. It's just not. He's too good of a player. But he's not a great player.
And he can't get you over the hump. That's the problem.
Well,
we've seen in the playoffs.
Again, if you can sign Kemba Walker and DeMar DeRozan and keep the kid Robinson, I think you're a 35-win team. Maybe you, I don't know, 35, why, is it worth it to be a 35-win team, or should you just be a 20-win team again with RJ Barrett and not use your cap space on guys like Kemba Walker? Folks, this is why the NBA Finals have taken a backseat. This summer is absolute bananas. It's crazy. There's just so much that could happen. Clay, Butler, Kemba, Tobias Harris. And don't scoff at Tobias Harris. Chris Middleton. If Tobias Harris is your number two, I don't know. If he's your number three, oh boy. You got
to squat. By the way, yeah, what do the Bucks do with Chris Middleton?
You have to sign. I mean, it's just one bad series, right?
I think you've seen peak Chris Middleton. That's my
Well, listen, I don't want to go overboard. But if Middleton isn't good next year and the Bucks don't advance, is Giannis sticking around? Because we're going to see Giannis
that's gonna be
talk next summer.
Yep.
And then whoever doesn't get KD, whoever doesn't get Durant, I don't know, Clippers? Knicks?
I'd like to see Giannis pair up with Clay because I think Clay is like the better version of Chris Middleton.
Oh,
so that could actually work, you know?
You know, I just wonder if can the Knicks make a play for Giannis, if it doesn't work out for Giannis with Middleton and Bledsoe. What about Bledsoe? They just signed into a big contract.
How much did they regret that?
But what's weird is, again, you don't want to go overboard, Gavin, because they were up 2-0 on the Raptors, looking like the series was a wrap.
But they were at home, and they had a great home record all year. And then, Bledsoe didn't have a great playoffs at all. Middleton showed up here and, here now, or, now and then. Mm. But, he really disappeared towards the end.
Totally agree. Go further than ever with the Discover It Miles card. They automatically match the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. Discover IT Miles. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel. Coming up next, I think there is a case building where Kevin Durant could stay in Golden State. We do have Rick Bucher. He's always throwing haymakers. He's coming up in 15 minutes. FS1 NBA analyst, does some stuff for Bleacher Report. Listen, Kevin Durant, could he stay? What's the domino effect if he does? We'll talk about that next here on Fox Sports Radio.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it, covered it. Talk to farmers.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Back here on Fox Sports Radio. Wait a sec. I know this. Don't. It's not Wu-Tang. No. I can hear the song in my head. Give me a minute. All right, back here on Fox Sports Radio. Brought to you by Grainger. Grainger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies that help your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Grainger.com. All right, give it to me. I can't come up with the name. That song.
I'll bring the pain, man.
Yes!
Method Man.
Method Man. Dang it. Ah, jeez. What a brick. I'm bad with that game, folks. Rick Bucher coming up in about 7 minutes. All right. We've gone through Kawhi. We've gone through Kyrie. I floated my DeMar DeRozan idea. As a possible trade person. Kevin Durant staying with the Warriors. I guess I'm impartial, Gavin, because I want it to happen. And when I just look at what Durant would go from and then into, it's like, why would you leave this team to go to the Knicks? Clippers are a little interesting. I don't see the Clippers happening, but the Clippers would be interesting. But all these people in the media, the fans, social media who are saying, well, Kevin Durant went to a 73-win team. They didn't need him. Luxury, blah, blah, blah. This is all being blown open. Sometimes things happen for a reason. I feel like increasingly things happen for a reason. And you don't see it at the time. But like when the Thunder were melting down 3-1 against the Warriors, it turned out amazing for Durant. When the Warriors were melting down up 3-1 against the Cavs, at the time, oh, that sucks. A month later, they get Kevin Durant. And like now it's like you're the best dynasty ever. And who cares about losing 3-1? You're the best dynasty since Jordan's Bulls. So right now, while it may be painful for Warriors fans, oh, they lost an Oracle, it's over. They lose a series. Kevin Durant hasn't played. Like, come on. Maybe then Kevin Durant stays. I just don't see an attractive path to victory in New York. Again, I've said it on this show. I don't think Durant wants to share the spotlight in another city with another guy. It's clear to anybody with a pulse watching the NBA, he's the best player on this team. And I love Steph Curry. I'm currently wearing a Steph Curry t-shirt. But they absolutely, unequivocally need Kevin Durant.
And that's my thing, is why if we believe that these stars really care about being the number one guy and wanting to prove it to everyone. So if that's the argument for Kevin Durant to leave to go to another team and not be just part of the Warriors super team, isn't staying in Golden State and proving that they could not win without you, isn't that the same? So my point is, I think Kevin Durant should and maybe will stay because they aren't winning this year.
It's a great point.
He's going to have a lot to prove.
If they destroyed the Raptors or even won the series without Durant, then yeah, Durant's like, hey, you guys don't need me. I'm out. Peace. But they obviously can't win without him.
If they lose, and if they run it back with Kevin Durant, and he's healthy, and they win, I mean, he's never going to be more beloved in Golden State than Steph Curry or Klay Thompson, but he will have a different amount of swagger after.
Oh, totally. And when you look at what Durant has done, I mean, it's not like he came here and was chopped liver putting up 15 a game. The guy's NBA Finals MVP back-to-back. It's unbelievable. And I do want to quickly go back to this point we touched on in the first hour. Jason, you can't put an asterisk by the Raptors if you don't put it by the 2015 Warriors when they beat the Cavs. The Cavs didn't have Kyrie Irving, their second best player. He got hurt in overtime of game one, busted up his kneecap. And they didn't have Kevin Love, who I have it right here in front of me. Kevin Love, that was the injury against the Celtics in the first round. Kelly Olynyk. That was the shoulder.
Running to the locker room.
Yep. Looked pretty ugly. And the Cavs led that series 2-1 with Delly and Mozgov and those characters. And then how come that doesn't have an asterisk, but this does? And I think, and again, it's splitting hairs. It's close. And I understand it's very close. But if you rank the players, it was LeBron, Kyrie, Love. If you rank the Warriors, it's Durant, Curry, Clay. So it's a big difference missing your number one versus missing your 2 and 3. And Clay missed a game. That did, in hindsight, given that Clay played like 42 minutes last night, Kevin, does it kind of feel like the Warriors just punted game 3? They said, you know what? We're just going to give this. We don't want Clay to get further injured. I mean, how do you go from not able to play to 42 minutes?
I know. I agree.
And I thought it was going to be like a minutes restriction, 25 minutes or something.
Yeah, and apparently he was arguing on his own behalf, and we all know Clay. He wanted to be out there. So they tried to do the safe decision. And by the way, the first half, I thought the Raptors were punting it and thinking, oh, we got this once we get back home.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They came out super flat.
Yeah.
Second half, though.
And I can't believe the impact of the Kevon Looney injury. I thought that was massive because their bigs, Golden State, they struggle so much against Serge Ibaka and Marcus Gasol.
Oh, my gosh. They got murdered.
And even though Looney's back, and by the way, it was not a broken collarbone from what I
understand. Yeah, what was it?
It was like a muscular thing in that shoulder.
So he played 20 minutes, 10-6.
He was injured, but he was still good for them and did what he could. And they need to play Bogut a lot more, in my opinion.
Well, Bogut played 11 minutes. The only plus on the entire team. Didn't score, didn't take a shot. Imagine playing 11 minutes in an NBA game and not shooting the basketball. Had 6 rebounds, no blocks. You know, Cousins gave him nothing. I mean, 15 minutes, 4 turnovers. It's just, I don't think they can win this without Durant.
I don't either. Nope.
I mean, you can have Curry go for 47, but I don't know where else the points are coming from. Listen, Quinn Cook, they're giving him the shots. 0 for 5 in 7 minutes. He had the looks. When you go from Kevin Durant getting the looks to Quinn Cook and Jonas Jerebko, Jerebko didn't even get off the bench last night.
Yeah, you can't even.
This guy played like he was a.
Can't play him.
Yeah. Jordan Bell didn't get in the game. They're playing so many rotations. I can't take this series seriously. I know that sounds bad. All right, coming up.
See, I just have so many problems with.
Well, we'll talk about it after. Let's get Rick Bucher.
Let's get him.
But I can't. Yeah, we'll get to it later. All right, Rick Bucher coming up next here on Fox Sports Radio. But first, let's go to Isaac Lowenkron for the latest in sports.
Jason, what you just heard was Steve Hartman regaling me with tales of his drive back in the day from Jacksonville to Tallahassee, so I thank you profusely for coming to my rescue, as Hartman chuckles in the background. We have some developing NBA news this morning. Tim McMahon reporting that the Houston Rockets rekindled contract extension talks with their head coach Mike D'Antoni and are nearing a deal. Houston owner Tillman Fertitta has removed the buyout language that was the sticking point when talks previously broke down. And I have some new details to pass along for you, Jason. Tillman Fertitta and Daryl Morey, the Rockets GM, according to Tim McMahon, visited Mike D'Antoni at his home in West Virginia to rekindle the talks. D'Antoni's agent, Warren Legarry, told Tim McMahon, quote, Mike's job is coaching, and he leaves the negotiating, to me. They asked Mike what he thought, and Mike said, "Sounds great, but talk to Warren." Unquote. Interesting nugget there from Tim McMahon. On the floor last night, the Toronto Raptors won at Golden State 105-92, behind 36 from Kawhi Leonard, to take a 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals. They can win their first ever world championship in Game 5 on Monday on their home floor north of the border. Finally, earlier today in the French Open semis, Dominic Thiem defeated Novak Djokovic in 5 sets. Thiem will face Rafael Nadal in the final. Back to Jason McIntyre in 10 seconds, but first, a word from Farmers.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Jason, continue to entertain America while I continue to listen to Hartman's Driving Tales. Back to you.
Thank you, Isaac. Back here on Fox Sports Radio, I am your host, Jason McIntyre, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. The only hard part, figuring out which way is easier. Our next guest needs no introduction. You've seen him on television probably for the last 15 years. He's now an FS1 NBA analyst, does some stuff for Bleacher Report. Rick Bucher joining the show. Rick, good morning. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not feeling great, Rick. A little disappointed,
really?
In the NBA Finals. Disappointed Kevin Durant's not playing. But I don't know, Rick. It's been kind of a blah Finals to me. I can't take this seriously when Kawhi's torching McKinney and Sean Livingston when he should be going head-to-head with Durant. Your thoughts on Game 4 and the series?
I guess because the last blush, being at the game last night, what I saw were the Toronto Raptors fans in full throat singing the Canadian national anthem, having Raptors chants, the joy and the enthusiasm that I saw from them in Oracle Arena reminded me of where the Warriors fans originally were 4 or 5 years ago, and what happens when a franchise that has not had success suddenly does. And that to me, that is the heart and the joy of sport. And so I hear you as far as what it is. I would say that when the Warriors won their first one and we didn't have Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love, it was probably the same deal, and yet Warriors fans could have cared less or could not have cared less. And so I'm looking at it through this prism. I mean, we're not going to see Kevin Durant. It is a compromised Warriors team, but it's kind of what I expected from the beginning of the year. I thought that the champion this year would come out of the East, because asking the same Warriors crew to do it for the fourth time in 5 years simply defies what we know about playing in the NBA and the physiology of playing in the NBA. Mm. So it doesn't come as a surprise, which is why it doesn't hit me quite the way it does other people.
Interesting. Rick Bucher, let me ask you, though. All things being equal, everybody healthy, no Lowry dinged up, no Kawhi, whatever he's got with his legs, Looney, Clay, Durant, all healthy. Is this 4-1 Warriors or 4-0?
I mean, everybody's healthy?
Everybody healthy, both sides.
Kawhi's healthy? No, they're not sweeping him. It would be a entertaining, it'd be a far more interesting series. Do I think that the Warriors all hands... See, this is the difficulty. When you say healthy, are we taking the grind of the last 4 years away?
No. That matters. I'm just talking about guys like knocked out. Rick, I made a point earlier. I actually believe, and feel free to disagree, the 2018 Rockets team that won, 65 games, that led the Kevin Durant Warriors 3-2, I felt like that Rockets team is better than this Raptors team.
I really, Jason, and you're not alone, but
okay,
I believe there are people are really disrespecting, and we use that word all way too often in sports, are disrespecting who these Toronto Raptors are. Marc Gasol, as a complimentary piece, is, in fact, I ran into some Raptors officials after the game because I asked them, I said, when did you feel like this team was capable of doing what it's on the verge of doing? And they said training camp, and which I was a little surprised. They said, you had a feel. And then they said, when we were able to add Marc Gasol, that really took us to another level. And I look at a player of his magnitude. He's what everybody thought DeMarcus Cousins was going to be when he joined the Warriors, as just this veteran steady hand. But you look at all that Marc Gasol has accomplished. Serge Ibaka, Pascal Siakam coming into his, he's coming on in a way presenting himself the way Draymond Green did in the first championship run by the Warriors, where you really got a sense of what he was capable of. Kyle Lowry, Fred VanVleet. I mean, they may remind you a little bit, Kawhi Leonard accepted, of the Detroit Pistons when they knocked off San Antonio. And again, that was a series that I may be like the only person who actually enjoyed that series.
Or remembered it. I mean, jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Or that Pistons team that knocked off the Lakers with all the great names. But again, another Lakers team that physically, the names were bigger than where they were physically at that time.
Kobe and Shaq were fighting back then, right, if memory serves?
Shaq was about to exit stage right, and you knew that was coming. But, you know, Karl Malone getting hurt and going back, I did an oral history with the guys from that series, and Karl getting hurt and not being able to play. Again, a little bit like the Kevin Durant situation. You know, you took a vital piece out of the equation. Obviously, Karl at that stage wasn't what KD is. But again, injuries and health having a profound impact on one side, but still having all these names and this reputation, thinking that it was going to happen. The difficulty in winning a championship, who the Toronto Raptors had to go through to get here. Anybody who's going to say they're not worthy champions is not appreciating how hard it is.
I'm probably coming off as too much of a hater. I just see, Rick, if Kevin Durant's in this series, from Durant on Kawhi to Draymond on the back line of the defense, where he's in his best, help defender, blocking shots. You got Iguodala. Like, you would have Klay as the third option defending Kawhi Leonard. I just see defensively they've been really poor. Anyways, Rick Bucher, FS1 analyst. Let's get to more important stuff, NBA free agency. Does Kevin Durant missing the NBA Finals, Warriors losing the series, help or hurt his chances of returning to the Warriors?
I don't believe that it changes anything.
You still think he's gone?
Yes. Yeah.
Interesting. And you don't think that the narrative changes at all? Like, hey, those Warriors do need Kevin Durant to win titles. It's obvious he's their best player. They need him. You don't think that?
It changes the narrative, but that's our narrative. I just don't know that Kevin Durant was ever contemplating making his decision based on how much am I appreciated. The fact that he, because I don't know that he's necessarily leaving because he's not appreciated. It's more, I've done this. Let me go on to the next thing. Let me see what I can have built around me. There's no getting around. There was no changing that he came into a fully formed Warriors team and allowed them to extend their run. Now, does he think that was not fully recognized and appreciated? Yeah. I mean, he's one of those guys who's fully aware of what's being said about him out there. He's cognizant of that. That would be the swing vote in his decision. I never thought that would be the case. I just always got the sense that he'd been his run when he signed the 1-1, when he was noncommittal at the beginning of the year. At the beginning of the year, that to me was the signal. He's ready to move on.
Yeah.
And I just don't know that that has changed. I actually thought like the one possibility would be if he played and there was this emotional, you know, tumult of everything they've gone through and everything he's gone through, and they won a championship and it was a band of brothers moment and they got it done, that maybe could swing things. But the way it's unfolded, I never had the sense.
So Rick, you're still on
things.
You're still Durant to Knicks. Do you believe this Kyrie Nets and the Zion stuff at all changes the equation, or you're still locked on Durant Knicks?
Well, I know that Kyrie. This is what I know, and this is what I don't know. I know that Kyrie and KD have talked about playing together and have talked at length and have met in person to talk about that since the season ended. I know that. What I don't know is, does their relationship supersede what I've heard for a longer period of time, which is KD's headed to the Knicks, and that the Knicks are fairly confident that they have all the pieces in place and are operating with the idea that they are going to wind up with him.
Oh.
And there was at one point that I thought it was going to be KD and Kyrie for that reason. But everything that I know is Kyrie is as good as gone and will be in Brooklyn. And the only question is KD going to be there with him or with the Knicks? And I just, it's hard for me to wrap my head around KD ultimately pulling the trigger and being in Brooklyn as opposed to Madison Square
Garden. I would
agree
with that. But then you're looking at KD going to the Knicks solo.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Rick, that supporting cast, as a longtime Knicks fan, they're not even top four in the East, especially if Kawhi stays. Sixers, Bucks, like Durant's setting himself up for a bad decision, man, if he can't go with anybody.
I'm not convinced that he's going to be going by himself.
Huh? Tobias Harris?
Jimmy Butler, those two have talked about playing together.
Everybody wants to play together. All right, Rick, they're giving me the wrap-up signal here. Hey, great stuff as always. We're going to have you back before July 1st. Rick Bucher, FS1 NBA analyst, Bleacher Report. He's all over everywhere. Dominant Rick Bucher. Have a great weekend, Rick.
You got it, Jason.
All right. I don't even know what to say. Gavin, we'll have to tackle a lot of that stuff. Great stuff as usual from Rick Bucher. We'll get into it in the final segment of the show in about 3 minutes. Back after this.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Interesting stuff, as always, from Rick Bucher. Gavin, let's start playing this fun game at the end of the show. Percentage chance. Okay? Percentage chance. Oh, wait. I got to do a read here. My bad. No, I don't. No, yes, I do. Brought to you by Grainger. Grainger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies that help your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Grainger.com. Very professional of me there. Percentage chance Kevin Durant stays in Golden State. I'm going to chart this every week leading up to July 1.
If they lose, especially on Monday, I'm almost at 50-50 that he stays.
So I'll put you down for 50-50. I'm going to put 75-25 stays with the loss. Kawhi Leonard stays in Toronto.
50-50.
Huh. Way to sit on the fence there, Hedgie.
I mean it, though. Like, originally, I definitely thought that he was going to the Clippers. But after this run, and look, we can't get in Kawhi's head, so you got to give me a little slack there. Nobody knows what a robot is thinking.
A robot. Yeah. That's well said. Where will Kyrie Irving be?
Brooklyn Nets.
Okay. I'm with you. Oh, I forgot. I'm 75-25 Kawhi gone. I think it's easier when they win. It's like, we won. I'm out.
Yep.
Peace.
Okay.
Who would be the fourth guy? Clay? No. Butler?
No. Yeah, it would be Butler for sure.
Okay, Jimmy Butler.
stays in Philadelphia.
Oh, I was going to lean that way.
I'll go like 60 because I definitely lean that way.
I'm going to go. See, it's tough. If they offer him the money, he's probably going to say, I'll stick with Lakers 55%. All right, so we will be changing that stuff.
Yeah, writing that down, I'm realizing I'm not giving the Lakers anybody. So
listen, we could be headed toward who the hell are the Lakers getting?
Kemba Walker? No. You'd have to move Lonzo. I don't know.
I mean, does Kemba Walker go to the Knicks? Is he their backup plan?
By the way,
so I know you're not a huge Jordan fan. Gavin, did you see the Jordan video I posted on Instagram?
I did not.
A couple days ago?
No.
Go check it out. It's basically, it's an old video of Doug Collins saying, here's what I would do to slow down Michael Jordan. Don't talk trash to him. Do not say anything. Because once you try to get Michael Jordan said, he will kill you. He is a killer. And then they have all these video clips of Jordan just decimating people and getting an Xavier McDaniel. A lot of the young kids, the millennials, they don't know the X-Man. Xavier McDaniel was an enforcer. There's like Dale Davis was an enforcer on the Pacers. Kurt Rambis was an enforcer, although he had glasses, wasn't tough. But you go back and look at those X-Man Knicks teams. He was like not to be trifled with. His arms were shredded, bald, menacing. And Jordan's like getting in his face. Don't talk to me. Don't talk trash to me. And he was not scared of anybody. And I just wonder, is there anybody in the league now who displays that killer instinct all the time? And I don't know that there is.
No, I mean, there's guys like Jimmy Butler that have that, you know, work ethic. But he's not
like in your face. You can't guard me. There's one, if you watch that clip of Jordan doing a Curry, shoots it. He gets fouled, ball's in midair, he turns around, he can't guard me. You can see him mouthing. Yeah. He can't, and I love that.
KD and Kawhi, to me, have the most unguardable shots. Like they can get up.
Well, again, I don't know if I believe that with Kawhi because he's going against jokers.
But how is that his fault?
It's not. He looks great. I want to see him go against. I mean, he torched.
Did you watch the Bucks series, the Sixers series?
Who guarded him on the Bucks? Chris Middleton?
Yeah. I'm trying to think if.
I mean, on the Sixers, Ben Simmons is a really good defender. He's just young. I wish we had longer than 30 seconds left, folks. At any rate, Hartman's up next. He's coming off the top rope with a lot of NBA stuff. Thank you to our guests. Good stuff today. Heavy NBA. Listen, June's going to be a lot of NBA. Free agency, the finals, we're going to do a lot of free agency. We've got a great thing coming up in 2 weeks on the show. Nobody else is going to do it.
You're really putting an asterisk?
Yes, asterisk by the Raptors when they win the title. Thank you to everybody here. Podcast will be up later. I am